Okay, I think that's recording.
Do you have an idea of what are you using this for? Personal thing.
This is just for my private interest and for my blog. So, if possible, I would like to publish the recording.
All right, maybe you could run that by me. Just
yep, before sure. You absolutely. Okay.
That's cool.
So, I'm researching history of the contemporary blues dance. So it's a thing that we dance when I go to something described as a blues night in London today, something like that. I did the slow dance track, which you taught. I'm interested to know to what extent it's a historical dance or a revival dance or whatever you call that. And what direction you see it going, where you see it came from, anything like that.
I mean, I think my experience with anything that people call blues seemed to be something that came around in the early 2000s. And it, for me, before people started calling it blues, again, in my experience, it reminded me very much of the things that Stephen would teach.
Stephen Mitchell.
Mitchell. He was one of the early teachers who I was really inspired by, and took any class I could get with Stephen, I would take. And he would often teach slow classes, and he didn't call it blues in my memory ever. But that seemed to be a sort of whole kind of style and some moves that he started to bring into classes, and he also would teach a range of slower dances sometimes in his classes.
What was the music?
Oh, it could be all kinds of stuff. It would be some slow jazz. Sometimes it would be a little bit more rhythm and bluesy. I can remember maybe Knock Me a Kiss and Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby. So maybe some Louis Jordan stuff. But then it could be some slower jazz stuff as well, and
modern music at all?
Yeah, it could have been. The best memory for that.
I remember he used some soul music, Otis Redding and things, when he taught the slow track last year.
At that time, he didn't bring that into the classes that I had.
What kind of moves was he teaching?
I can remember this one. I was in Beantown, and it was a sort of a grapevine. Actually, it was a bit reminiscent of something that we taught your track, I think. And I remember they had starting in Side by Side, they took a kind of a long twisting grapevine thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And ended up with this little, I don't know, a sort of a sink and a turnaround. You won't be able to capture this on the recording, but I can remember so clearly we met at Beantown. It was long and it was kind of grapevine. He had this twisty feeling. And that step and a lot of other steps sort of like it.
So that really looked much more like Lindy Hop than like modern blues to me.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like I said, it was more something that he taught in his Lindy Hop classes. Like I said, he didn't have a name for it or anything. It was just more, you would come into Stephen's class and ostensibly it was a Lindy Hop class.
But it just happened to be on the slow.
Yeah, and at that time, Lindy Hop was sort of a bit more amorphous of what would maybe fall under the rubric of Lindy Hop. So, and I think particularly coming out of Stephen's classes, I know I certainly did, and I think other people did at the time, felt quite empowered to sort of experiment with different music and different kind of movement and try and understand a little bit what it might be to do Lindy Hop, to slow music.
And this was about 2002, did you say?
Yeah, well, no, I was thinking more, let's see. I guess it would be that, in Stephen's classes, it was kind of late 90s, or even mid-90s. I was taking classes with him, and could remember. And I think the thing about the early 2000s was the feeling that gradually it felt like some of the things that I had felt like, or I saw him introduce into Lindy Hop classes, or a style or a feel, seemed to take on a sort of momentum and a scene of its own. And I don't know that people learn from Stephen particularly, but again, like I said, from my corner of the Lindy Hop scene, that was where I saw stuff. And so by the early 2000s, it felt like people started to come out, maybe calling that blues. And I don't know, my sense of chronology is very confused, so I have a bad sense of it, but early 2000s.
Okay, well, let's try and get onto something you're more comfortable with. So tell me about the slow dance course in Harang, and when you were asked to teach this, what were you asked to do?
We taught last year and this year, and both times I think the Harang was pretty interested in having a pretty open-ended, at least as it came down to me, it sounded very, or I got the impression that they liked the idea of slow track as a name because it seemed very innocuous and sort of lots of things could fit under that.
Mm-hmm.
The impression that I got was sort of interpret this as you will. And I think, it feels like there's a lot of diverse sort of things that can fall under that, as I'm sure you experienced.
About 2/3 of the students were blues dancers this year.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that and did you expect that?
I don't remember about ratios last year, and we didn't ask, but I mean, that seems totally believable. But again, I think that open-ended sort of slow dance thing seemed inviting for all sorts of things. So I didn't know that that was the case. But I hope that wasn't I don't know how much what I do fits in the blues scene. I remember when it started, when the blues scene sort of started, they would have a lot of competitions and things, and there was I think the things we were doing maybe were a bit more in the slow Lindy Hop variety.
Yeah, I mean, you, just for the benefit of anybody listening, you taught was an authentic jazz routine for the first two classes.
Yeah, I had a slow jazz routine for
and
two
then you
classes.
Took it slower and slower so we could find out the ways in which it would break down and things like that.
I'm curious, how would you describe the slow dancing that we did, the partner stuff with Marie?
I would say that was Lindy Hop. I mean, it was step rhythm all the way through.
Uh-huh.
And you encouraged us to do a very smooth motion without much bounce.
I think at times, yeah. A few bouncy moments, but yeah.
There were a few bouncy moments, yeah, but they were all functional, you know. It wasn't a default. But it was, there was no chest connection. The basic was certainly not just a weight change. It was definitely Lindy Hop.
Uh-huh.
For my money, anyway. How would you describe it?
I don't know. Probably slow dancing. I think for me, I wouldn't see that as Lindy Hop, but I think that experience, like you said, of
you wouldn't see that as Lindy Hop. That's interesting.
Well, I wouldn't say it's not Lindy Hop, but I don't know where you would find that in the Lindy Hop history. You know what I mean? Like, I think I'm a Lindy Hopper, so it comes out of my Lindy Hop experience. So I wouldn't dispute that it was Lindy Hop, but I...
Well, there was a bit of chess connection, wasn't there? There was, we did some castle walks, you call them.
Yeah, I don't know. What,
it was close hold, anyway.
I don't actually know the chess connection. I don't know too much about that, but...
Okay.
I never know how to describe it. I think I like the slow dance thing at Harang for that. But it feels a little bit like they sort of filled
you don't have to. You don't have to fit in any kind of mold.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that.
I think when I was in New York, there was a celebration for the Savoy 80th, and I think I was doing things quite reminiscent of what we did in class, and a lot of people there who had danced with the Savoy came up and complimented me on my ballrooming, which I've heard that term a fair amount. And I suppose that describes something, but how solid a term that is, or how localized, regionalized, or
what does that mean?
I have no idea. Right. I mean, I assume that it's a bit the touchstone that people seem to have then was Fred Astaire, which I was quite flattered by, and I'm happy to take. But that seemed to be a term for slow dancing.
Okay.
I'm sure other people have a more sort of technical.
What were you doing? I mean, what were they commenting on?
Oh, like very much like the stuff that we were doing in class.
Okay.
Those kind of whatever you'd call that. That's slow dancing.
Yeah. Okay. Where did you get that stuff from?
Like I said, for me, I think it's very much an outgrowth of the things that I learned from Stephen.
Okay.
Like I said, that first twisty step that I learned from him at Beantown. I mean, that's just one small example, but I think certainly an echo of that.
So basically you made it up based on concepts?
Or stole it from Stephen, I suppose, probably subconsciously or consciously.
And where do you reckon he got it from?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think it's an amalgam of certainly the things that you, when you think of slow dancing, it's Green Moves, or you think of Fred Astaire, or you think of just what a picture of what dancing to slow music might be. I think some ballroom stuff slips in, like I mentioned, the Castles.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've watched a fair amount of their stuff and thought about some of those ragtime dances a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, specifically in this track, what I was trying to work on with the combination of the jazz routine and the partner stuff was I wanted to get, and we didn't get into it as much as I hoped, but I really wanted to try and talk a lot about rhythm and work with this kind of being able to hit a steady rhythm, double a rhythm, half a rhythm, work with those beats. And I hope the routine sort of had that. So we had a chance to work on that individually. Then my hope was to kind of work that into the part. And we didn't get to the meat of that too much, but we got into it a bit.
It seemed to me that the jazz routine was designed to require lots of changes in muscle tone. There were some really quick moments and some really loose moments
could have been.
And as you said, the difficulty was getting it all on the beat, especially when it got slow. Yeah. So, I mean, it was all fantastic stuff.
Thank you very much.
Anything else I should ask you?
No, I mean, like we talked about originally, I've always been a bit skeptical of the term blues,
mm-hmm.
and the notion of blues, at least as it's
Do they dance blues
historical?
Where you come from?
I live in Stockholm, There's a blues scene there, self-professed, and I really like, I mean, I think it's, like I said, always since I started lindy hopping, it's been sort of people experimenting with how to dance to slow jazz music or slow blues music, and I think that's, I mean, it's great, and I like that energy that people bring to that, and the experimentation and the sort of freedom that people, and the enjoyment people have.
In terms of a historical category,
I think I've always been a bit confused with the term blues. And I think, like you were saying, as a contemporary scene that maybe came up in the early 2000s, then I'm very much on board. I can see that, and I sort of see, I can identify things. I don't know technically, like you mentioned, the things that set blues apart, but I sort of have a sense that when I see something, like, okay, I think that's what blues is, but I think...
So you're saying it's a dance, basically, I think.
Yeah, I think how much historical basis it has past the early 2000s, I think, has always been confusing for me.
Yeah.
And when it started to come around, it felt like it seemed like lindy hoppers who wanted to find a way to sort of cordon off something.
Yeah.
And I think subsequently I've seen the way that's grown, and now you can certainly see the logic in cordoning that off. It seems like there's some sort of consensus emerged or emerging about what that might be.
Do you do that dance?
Blues? As such? I mean, I think this is always the confusion. I feel like I started with lindy hop and I still... Blues dancers tell me I do lindy hop and I believe them.
Okay.
So I think this is where the slow dance thing
sort of comes
in.
Okay, so if you went to one of those events, you would be doing your own thing, basically.
Yeah, I think that's always been the hard thing for me. And it was very confusing in the early years of the blue scene to mm-hmm. see people try and find a way to justify the cordoning off mm-hmm. they would do of the scene, which I can totally recognize the need for if you're interested in sort of fostering an independent dance.
Mm.
And again, like I said, I can see where that's gone with the blue scene now, but it still feels to me to break down somewhat when people either try and find a historical basis for what they call blues, or to be too hard and fast about what the divisions are. Mm. It feels like maybe within the scene there's been more of a consensus emerging about where you draw the lines between blues and other things. But from the outside, that, and especially as a Lindy Hopper, who I can see where Lindy Hopper is sort of grounded in the past.
Yeah.
And I can see how a lot of the strands that come from that dance and sort of African-American culture in general sort of have come forward with Lindy Hop and have sort of been shown a way into a blues scene. But what keeps them within that scene has always been confusing to me.
One of the things Dave Madison said yesterday, which was I found fascinating, was that he basically said what you said. He gave a different time and a different place for the origin of it, but he said that it evolved out of Lindy Hop. He then said that there are lots of people going back and doing genuine historical research, and what they're discovering is that the blues dance that has evolved out of Lindy Hop is quite similar to, I think strikingly similar maybe, to a dance from the 1910s.
Mm.
And he puts this down to just these being pretty much the only things you can do to that kind of music with those kind of concepts in mind. It's
so tricky. It looks so much to me like the Lindy Hop that we did in the early 2000s and late 90s. So for me, it forever sort of, it looks like that era.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah, so yeah. I have such a hard time. I'm very skeptical.
You're very skeptical. Say, okay. Yeah,
the notion that coincidence, that sort of theory of a coincidence. But I'm not against it. I think to the extent that it appropriates idea of blues or like tradition of blues or culture of blues, to the extent that it, I think, I don't know, I'm very wary of that sort of historicism.
Okay.
But I think the scene...
That's a pretty clear answer.
Yeah,
that's
sweet,
a pretty clear answer.
Sweet.
Cool. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, sure. Thanks.
I'll take
no
more
of
your time.
Project.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
And like I said, just drop me a line if you want to use something. Just let me know. And
all right.
Maybe run it by me first.
All right.